This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been studying 1 Peter 3, 15 and 16 using the Focus and Amplify study method. I felt the focus is on being prepared to give a persuasive answer about our hope in a hopeless world. We amplified the first point, having a proper relationship with Christ. Now let's amplify the second point, having a personal rationale for our hope. Notice, you should be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you about your reason for the hope you have. To many, our hope is intangible and hard to understand. Nothing seems certain in our world. What gives security to someone today might be snatched away tomorrow. Shattered dreams are common. Many anticipate disappointments to be a part of life. To most people, hope is nothing more than wishful thinking. They want to know what our reason is for our hope. They don't want it explained in an abstract way. They want to know your personal rationale for your hope. Have you thought about it? Are you prepared to give a rational answer to the inquiring mind? Is it biblical? Have you thought it through well enough so you can articulate it on the spur of the moment? We are challenged to always be prepared. Let me suggest, if you have a proper relationship with Christ, that in itself should motivate you to think through the reason for your conclusions. Write it out. Have other believers evaluate it. Then master it, so you'll always be ready to give your answer to an inquiring heart. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.